red wine, all ready for tasting.
Ben Vereen's career has spanned 4 decades. Vereen is a worldwide entertainer who's a singer, dancer, and actor. Vereen has been a leading advocate on lecturing about Black history and arts in education. Vereen is full of energy and enthusiasm. He last performed in 1995 with the BPO and says he's thrilled to return to Buffalo.
I'm so excited. It's been a long time since I've been with the symphony, and I can't wait to get back with your symphony. I felt like a wayward child. I haven't been called in so long.
What do you like about performing with them?
They're excellent. They're excellent artists, each and every one of them in the orchestra. And they're so devoted and dedicated. And I must applaud Buffalo for supporting the arts and allowing their symphony to strive and prosper. Because when they prosper, we prosper.
You are known for your one-man shows. Tell us, what will specifically you be performing with the BPO?
I'm going to play the oboe. I'll be in the orchestra. I'll be the guy playing the oboe, the Black guy playing the oboe. Well, I'll be bringing you your songs from Broadway of my career. I'll be talking, because these are the essence of a new show that I'm writing called The Showman. I'll be doing, excerpts from that. And just sharing a wonderful time with your orchestra. Bringing my musicians, some who are from the area, and have gone to school there. So, David Loeb, my conductor, and Mike Boone, my bass player. This could be quite wonderful.
You originated the role of leading player in Pippin and the original in Hair. What are some of your favorite roles to play?
Employment. That's my favorite role. It's hard to say. When you ask me which is my favorite role, that's like asking me which one of my children I like. And I love them all. The ones who were good for me, I learned from. The ones who were great for me were great. And I was able to deliver and grow from some. I'm constantly in a growing occupation.
And he was called Kunta Kinte. But one day he went to the jungle to fetch some wood to make a drum.
Many remember your incredible performance and role as Chicken George in Roots. How did that define you as an actor and a performer?
It gave me gave me visibility around the world. And we didn't do it for that reason. We did it for the reason of the fact that when I was growing up, there was very little on the African-American history in America, unless you went to college. I was in grade school. There was very little. It's Lincoln Freed You and the U.S. Slaves. And then when Alex Haley came along and brought this plethora of information from through his family, the whole world took notice. And so we're grateful, because we're still talking about Roots today.
Do you believe that there is enough education about African-American history for the elementary level, though?
Well, in general, about American history, true American history. But my want is that we realize that this is a collective, that America is about a collective fiber of people who made this country great and what it is. And we must recognize the equality of all people.
Well, Ben Vereen, we are looking forward to your visit to Buffalo and your show with the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra. It's been a pleasure to speak with you.
The honor has been mine, my queen. And to Buffalo, it's going to be a fabulous year. Why? Because I claim it for you.
If someone stood up in a crowd and raised his voice way out loud, waved his arm, and shook his leg, you'd notice him. If someone in a movie show yelled, "Fire!" in the second row, this whole place is a powder keg.